Hey everyone, how you doing? It's Peter here from PDG Advertising, and this is the PDG Advertising Podcast. And just before we get into the podcast, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a podcast that documents the journey through building what we believe will be the number one digital advertising agency in the world. We're taking our very first steps into that, and this podcast showcases the things that we are doing to get there. And those things are all about Google Ads, digital marketing in general, email marketing, Meta Ads, Instagram Ads, social media posting, influencer marketing, analytics, conversion tracking, reporting on goals, general business ups and downs. There'll be a few stories of mishaps and things that we've messed up, all of those different things together. And look, it'd really mean the world to us if you were to connect with us on our social media platforms like LinkedIn. If you just put into your LinkedIn search bar PDG Advertising, you will get to our LinkedIn page. And if you follow it, then every time we do an episode of the PDG Advertising Podcast, we will send out a message letting you know that there's a new one ready. I hope to do these one every week or so, but it can be a little bit sporadic in terms of how often we do the PDG Advertising Podcast, just with the nature of the business and how things go. So yeah, if you look us up on LinkedIn and follow us there, or if you look us up on Twitter, PDG Advertising, it might be PDG underscore advertising, on Facebook as well, on Instagram, and look, any other platform that you can find us on. I think we're on Threads, and you'd be able to go to our website, pdgadvertising.com, to find out more about us. And look, I'll link up all these things in the comments or in the descriptions below of where you're listening to this. And look, let's get into episode 75 of the PDG Advertising Podcast, and I'm really looking forward to taking you through what's going on in our world. So yeah, sometimes it's not all about the work and all about the business, but sometimes it is, and I'll explain. We need to do things that are outside of the office to keep ourselves sane. And one of the things that I did in the last couple of weeks was I climbed up. I'm actually looking at it right now. Well, trying to. It's a bit of a cloudy day here in Portadown. But I climbed a mountain called Slieve Donard in the Mourne Mountains in near Newry, near Newcastle, at Newcastle, the Mourne Mountains that sweep down to the sea, or Slieve Donard that sweeps down to the sea in Newcastle. It's a beautiful part of the Northern Irish countryside, and it's a great walk. It's quite strenuous. You know, you've got pretty tough initial stage, then a gradual incline along a very sort of relatively flat area, but you're always going upwards, and the weather was quite beautiful. And then you've got this really hard, tough last 30 minutes or so to get up to the top and the summit. And something ridiculous was up at the top. There was a brass band playing up at the top, and I found it tough enough to, you know, get up there with just me, never mind get up there and with lugging a trombone or what have you up onto the top of the mountain. But it was really cool and really, really amazing to get up there. I'm 38 now, and I've been going up Donard for the last few years, but very sporadically, maybe once every 5 years or so, and I always forget how tough it is, but I'm always glad that I can do it, and thankful that I can do it as well. The thing is, it really reminds me about business and work. It's tough. It's not easy to get up that mountain. It's not something that's, you know, done without little breaks or, you know, doubt and wondering whether you can do it or not. But you can do it, and you can get up the mountain. And you can, if it is reasonable, you can get up it and you can then get back down it as well. I got to say, getting back down it was tough too. The back of my legs were killing me on for a few days after it. But it's always funny. You look at the mountain that you have to climb and, you know, if you're determined enough, you can do it and you can get up it and you can get down it again. But you do always doubt yourself. And I think it's the same in work or business or whatever you're doing. If it's reasonable and it's manageable, you can do it. You may as well go and give it a go. So this week, something that we have been doing really well for customers is, well, I hope we're doing everything really well, but something that I feel we've been doing really well has been our advancing our email marketing game. And you should never underestimate how important email marketing is for any business, really. You know, whether it's my business, PDG Advertising, or a B2B business, B2C, e-commerce, health, all of it's part of staying in touch with your customer. And what you need really is an relevant way to connect with your customer on a regular basis, and that requires analysis of what you do, you know, product updates, anything that's, you know, interesting for the customer to read about your business. And one thing that has stuck out and I wanted to talk about today on the podcast was text versus HTML emails. At PDG, we use Klaviyo, we use Sendinblue, we use MailChimp, we use, Sendinblue is actually called Brevo now. We've been using email marketing for that long that we've seen the big platforms change names multiple times. Infusionsoft, which is now Keep, ActiveCampaign, SendGrid, we're really agnostic as to what email platform to use for your business. And what I've seen over the years is better trust in text-based emails versus HTML emails, and it's really important. So you would think on first glance that a beautiful looking HTML email would be better than a text-based email, and truthfully it's not. Looking at the data, what I've seen in the past week is whenever we do an A-B split test of, and it's really interesting and innovative how the platforms do this. So let's say you have 100 emails that you want to send out. Now, normally people will have, normally it's not, you know, there is no normal for a business. You might have one email or two or three emails, or you might have 500,000 emails like our customers have. And with that, what you get is the ability in, for example, in Klaviyo, which is an email marketing platform, you get the ability to A-B split test. So let's say, for example, you've got 100 emails in your system and you want to send out an email to them, but you want to take advantage of A-B split testing. And without going down the rabbit hole too much, that's just testing out one theory over another to see which has better click-through rates or open rates or purchase rates. And Klaviyo does something really interesting where if you have 100 people that you want to send an email to, it will send it out to, let's say, 10 of those people first with one version of your email. So that could be the HTML, beautiful looking version. And then it will send out the email to 10 people of a different version. And in that split test, it could be, you know, the text version of that. And then whenever it does that, it determines over a period of time of about, I don't know how long it is, it could be a day or it could be hours, I'm not sure. But it then selects a winner based on the click-through rates that you get. And that's a very important weapon in your arsenal of, you know, marketing tools, because you can tell then what the best is for your audience, whether it's HTML or text. I'm going to put a bit of a caveat in it, because in this week we've seen text destroy HTML emails every time. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's trust with the customer, because more people open it, more people click on it, and more people purchase using it, and it always seems to win. So I don't know what it is about a text-based email. And what I mean very specifically is no visuals, no coding, no buttons. Sorry, you can put links in, but not buttons or visuals, but just the text of the email crafted as a nice letter. And every time it beats the HTML emails. I'm not ready to say to my clients, every email you do should be a text-based email. But what I am saying is that it is a way to, if you've got a really special promotion or you want to say something, you know, that's important to your audience, then maybe try out a text-based email next time and see how it goes. You know, another thing that's really cool recently, I've got into a bit of a rhythm of is organizing my week on the Sunday of the week. So I always try to carve out about 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon just to plan for the week ahead. I just find that it gets me, you know, if I can spend, you know, 3 hours just on that Sunday or even an hour and a half or some time just not necessarily doing any of the work, just planning out what the rest of the week's going to look like. It's been really helpful recently in just making sure that things are done and making sure things are done in the right way. I think that a lot of the work that we do isn't actually done on the day. It's all about the prep for it. And I heard once a saying about, you know, games aren't won on the field, they're won in the training yards and the all the work that you've put in up to that moment. So I just wanted to share that on Sundays, for PDG, I've been finding a lot of use in just taking a little bit of time on a Sunday to plan out the week ahead. So something that I don't think a lot of people know is that if you're stuck for some inspiration for your ad content online, or even if you're just nosy as to what your competitors or peers are doing in your industry, you can usually look up what other people are doing on ad libraries. The one we're going to talk about shortly is LinkedIn, their LinkedIn ads library. And to give you some context, I'm not sure on Google Ads, but I know on email marketing and on Facebook ads, there is this vast library of all the ads that have ever been created on Facebook, and you can access them by going to a Facebook page that you want to find out the ads, what ads they're running. You can go to the About section, you can go to Page Transparency, and then you'll find their ad library if they're running adverts or if they have been running adverts in the past. I don't know what the time limit is for the amount of how long ago since they've been running ads that ads will show up on their ad library, but you can see what other people are putting out there on paid advertising. Same in email marketing, there's a company called Milled.com, Milled, and if you look up a business, let's say Nike or Coca-Cola or Stanley Black and Decker or Amazon, you can check out what ads these people have been running. Or not what ads, sorry, what emails they've been running. There's a whole big database and collection of them there. So you can see what some of the leading companies are doing in terms of creative. But the thing that we're here to talk about today is LinkedIn. And on LinkedIn, you can check out what ads are running in the LinkedIn ads library. I'm gonna connect this up underneath this post so you'll be able to go straight to the ad library by clicking on the link in the comments or in the description or somewhere. But if you don't want to do that and you want to do it manually, it's linkedin.com/ad-library/. And that'll get you to, it's really obvious, the interface is really obvious. I've just typed in Belfast, and I can see all of the ads for anybody that's running ads in Belfast, and they're all pretty cool. It doesn't give me details of, you know, how many people have clicked on the ad or anything like that, but it does show me what people like Born and Bred or AXA or The Odyssey or Citibank or a whole bunch of different advertisers that are spending money on LinkedIn at the moment. And If anything, it's really interesting just to see what people in your industry or competitors or, as I said, peers are doing. So hopefully that's useful whenever you're forming up your next LinkedIn ad campaign. Guys, I've been doing a lot of work recently on self-improvement and self-development and just trying to be a better contributor to the business and I suppose to myself. And when I say the business, I mean our customers and our team. And one of the most important things that you can do is to take a moment and step back and really take a look at what you're doing, because more often than not, in business, in life, in your work, you can get really caught up with some things that really you can't do much about. And you can also procrastinate about things, you know, that you can do something about, that you can actually control. But there's a difference between those two things. And the poem, or like, if you're an avid listener to the PDG Advertising Podcast, you're going to know that I am not overly religious and would never, you know, push religion down anybody's throat. But I do really like this prayer. I can't remember who wrote it or where it's come from or how I found out about it. I'm nearly sure that it's like a alcoholic's prayer, or it's known as the alcoholic's or the addiction prayer. Or something like that. And I think it comes from, you know, when we're stressed, we do things that perhaps we wouldn't do whenever we're not stressed out. But the source of the stress could actually be eliminated by just taking a step back and thinking about the words to this poem. And I'm going to read it out right now. It's, "Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." And that's a really powerful piece of information that I have throughout my day, because I do get, you know, wound up by things that, you know, really I can't do anything about. You know, let's say, you know, if we get fired by a client at some point, which definitely happens, you know, that's not necessarily our fault. Like, sometimes it is, sometimes we could have done better, but you know, a lot of the time it's about industry changes, or you know, so a bigger or better agency came along and just wiped us out. You know, there's a lot of factors in there that maybe, you know, effectively it's not our fault, and it's not something that we can actually control, and we have to move on from it. So rather than ruminate over it, you know, this prayer helps us to move on from it. And then the second part of, you know, the courage to change the things that I can, you know, for our customers right now, there's a bunch of stuff that we can change, you know, and do better for them for. And that's something that we can actually focus on. So taking the time to, instead of, you know, wasting time regretting things that maybe didn't happen, look into the future and seeing, you know, what you can change to make it better is a much better way of going forward than, you know, being stressed about things that you really can't control. And I suppose the third part is just self-explanatory, being able to distinguish between those things. And you know, when you're upset or annoyed about something, taking a moment to say, look, can I actually do anything about this, or is this something I can help, is something that has helped me along my journey. So I hope it helps you in time. Everyone, we've come to the end of our recruitment drive for this round of incoming applicants for PDG Advertising. The role was advertised across Indeed, and as soon as we post a job up on Indeed, and it was actually posted on LinkedIn as well, whenever we do that, we get inundated by A, amazing candidates, and B, recruitment companies trying to help us bring in those amazing candidates. But we haven't in this instance used any recruitment agencies. It's just all been incoming from our Indeed and our LinkedIn adverts. Some really amazing candidates, and we're in the final stages. We've had our interviews now, and we're in the final stages of, you know, making our decisions. And by the time this podcast comes out, I'd imagine that we will have made decisions on that. And I'm really looking forward to the future with our new team members. Now, whenever we do that, whenever we make that decision, we're going to flip immediately into, you know, a new round of recruitment. We are excited to grow the team to around about 5 across the course of the next 3 months or so. And I'm really looking to seeing where we are with that in the coming months. But wanted to give you a bit of an update on where we were with recruitment. And that was it. I want you to watch out for something as well. I would imagine that a number of you have Facebook pages, like business pages on Facebook. And recently, I have seen an absolute spate of messages to business pages that purport to be, is purport even a word? Purport, I'm sure it is, that say that they're from Facebook, but they're not from Facebook. So these messages seem to be coming into the Meta, is it called the Business Center or Meta messages? Wherever you get messages that are directed to your business, there are some spammers or some criminal activists out there that are sending you messages that say that your page has been disabled. I don't even look into these messages at all. I just see them and I go, that doesn't look right. That doesn't look like it's from Meta. When Meta wants to send you something, it will usually send you it via email. Even then, you need to be really careful because some of these emails that you get are not legitimate. And what these hackers are trying to do is they're trying to get you to click on the links that are held within either the message on your Messenger app, Messenger on Facebook, or the email that these hackers will send you. So it's very difficult, actually. I mean, I'm a seasoned Facebook user, Meta user, Instagram user, and, you know, we've been hacked before. We've had issues with Facebook account bans and all sorts before, like all Meta advertisers have been. But even I looked at this and thought, this is actually something that's from Meta at first glance. So if I'm getting, you know, slightly duped by these hackers, then for the regular business, I think that it'd be very difficult to make sure that you're protected from it. So here's a couple of things that I would suggest that you do. And a couple of them were recommended by a friend of mine, Wayne Danner, who I think has also created a post about this problem and this issue. But the things that you should do is, one, have a really great antivirus and anti-malware software on your computer. And the one that there's one that was recommended, it's called Bitdefender. I think it's called Bitdefender. I'm going to make an absolute double check on that. Yeah, Bitdefender. So you download that. It's not very expensive, and it should protect your computer from malware or viruses that these hackers are trying to get you to install and to click on. And the second part of it is, what they're doing with these messages, there'll be a link in there where they'll ask you to click on it. And at that point, I'm really sure that they get access to your computer or access to your Facebook account or LinkedIn account or whatever account it is that you're clicking the message about or whatever they're trying to do. So the second part is, don't click on links unless you know what that link is about. Bitdefender will protect you to some degree, but even with Bitdefender, I don't click any links unless I know what they are and how to and where they're going to. So whenever you get a message like that, you know, definitely check it, double check it. Make sure that you're 100% sure that it's come from Facebook. Facebook and Meta know about this. So there's a place in their transparency center and also in their, if you look up, you know, Facebook scams and things like that, and make sure you're on Facebook.com, you will find an area where it says these are the email addresses that are actually legitimately from Facebook. Or I'll tell you what, you can get in touch with the PDG Advertising Podcast or me, Peter Doak, and let me know and screenshot something and send it to me if you think that it's a scam, because I'd prefer that it took me a couple of minutes of my day to say, no, that's fine, or it's a scam, instead of you getting, you know, scammed out of, you know, your LinkedIn account or your Facebook account. So Just be really, really careful with the current messages. And the reason why I'm bringing it up on the PDG Advertising Podcast is because it seems to be happening much more in the last month or so than I've ever seen it before. So yeah, just be vigilant and don't click any links that you shouldn't do. So something that I feel is really important, we mentioned about our recruitment drive, and my business has been up and running for about 8 years or so now. We've only had team members for maybe the last six. It's starting to sound like a long time, because like a decade feels like a long time. But I guess in business, if you think about, you know, companies like Nike and Coca-Cola and companies like that, Amazon is probably the exception. It's probably quite young compared to those, but you know, they're still a lot older. And what I'm learning is training is absolutely key to success. We've been making real strides in our work on client work really. So the goal is to develop the team so that they're competent, confident, and capable of delivering incredible service to our customers, which really means getting results for our customers and working with them to deliver the best advertising service that we can, and that exists anywhere in the world. So to do that, we absolutely need training. And I'm really glad to say that at PDG, we've developed a bit of a training environment ecosystem and it's been building up over the past year with modules that we realized that we needed to create. And then what we're doing is we're any new team member that comes along, we're putting that team member through the training that we have created. And I guess if I look back a year ago, we literally didn't have one piece of training in the organization, and now there's, you know, multiple modules of pieces of information that are really important that span around, you know, client management down to, you know, how to create a reporting document, how to send a reporting document, all around how to develop Google ads, develop Meta ads, email marketing, reporting, all of the things that we do and the core things that we do as a business. And not only does it help with, you know, team members feeling empowered to do their job, but also it helps with consistency. So you can see the strings and the flows that happen in the business, and you can see, you know, what's going on in terms of if you're a team member. You know, one thing that came out of, you know, our recruitment drive, so we did quite a few interviews, and one thing that was quite consistent was that the businesses that people are coming from don't seem to have amazing training set up in the organization. There's one complaint that comes across every time, and it's that I've been left to learn everything on my own. And of course, there's an amount of self-learning in any job, an amount of, you know, you need to be, you know, out to learn and ready to learn, ready to do your own learning and your own research to bring something to the organization. But it is a fail on the organization's part not to have any training materials to help you get to where you need to be, especially in the early days, and especially whenever there's something new that comes up that you don't know. So I'm glad to say that at PDG Advertising, we now have a pretty cool, I call it very sandboxy, you know, initial training ecosystem, but it is there and it's growing. And I look forward to it evolving as time goes on. All right, one last thing before we wrap this episode up. We were delighted to be included. Sent in our application to be considered for a couple of Irish e-commerce awards this year. And there's this Irish e-commerce awards event and award program down south that is held every year. I think it's maybe in its third year this year. And it's something that I noticed a couple of years ago and thought, well, maybe someday we'll be able to, you know, submit an application for it. So we submitted three, and of those three, two were
nominated as finalists in the awards, and the awards actually happened in the last week. We didn't win or two that we got, but in one of them, in the search campaigns, we came highly commended, which is so cool. It's, you know, some people could be a little upset that they didn't win, but that's silly because we've never come close to actually winning before. This is our second time in an awards process, and before we were finalists and we just didn't win. This time we were finalists, but we came highly commended, and that's out of quite a few other people. So it's something to be really proud about, and it was for a an amazing search campaign that we have running for one of our clients. So we're really enthused by that, really appreciate even the mention by the awards company, and we're looking forward to the next time that we submit for one of these awards programs. So well done, everybody at PDG. Everyone, thank you so much. That is the end of the PDG Advertising Podcast for this week. I believe it's going to be going out on a Thursday, but you might be listening to this in the year 3000, when who knows what will be happening. According to Busted, there will be, I don't know, flux capacitors will live underwater, all of that good stuff. But look, I appreciate you listening to the PDG Advertising Podcast. We've got a whole, this is episode 70 something. I don't even know what episode this is, but we've got a whole bunch of back copy episodes, and soon we're going to have a couple of really great clients, maybe they'll be clients, but really great contributors to the podcast that I'm going to have on to chat with me about all things digital advertising. So look, in order to hear those first, just connect with us on all of your social media accounts, whether that's TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter / X, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, all of those good things. And visit our website, www.pdgadvertising.com, to get the links to all of those accounts. And if there's ever anything that you want to talk about or would like to hear about on the PDG Advertising Podcast, just send me an email. You'll find our email address on the website. If you Google PDG Advertising, you'll find us all right. If you weren't able to, we wouldn't be doing our job very well. I hope you have a great day, week, month, year, life ahead of you, and you'll hear from us soon from the PDG Advertising Podcast.